Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Flat Broke Farm, who are receiving a benefit concert on October 30th at the Redwood Cafe, featuring live music by Stack City. I am here with Flat Broke Farm founder and everything else in between, right? Erica Rushing.
Yes.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
So you have a farm, and at this farm, you take in, you rehabilitate, and you rehome farm animals.
We do.
Of all kinds. You've been doing this for several years now. Maybe you could give us a little bit of an overview of the farm and a little history as well.
Certainly. Flatbroke Farm has been in Sonoma County for almost 15 years now, and we are currently resided in Cotati on 4 acres with 6 barns. We take in just about any type of domestic animal that needs to be cared for and rehabilitated, maybe trained, whatever it takes to help them find a home and keep a home successfully in the county. And we provide a lot of other different services to the community to ensure that they can keep and have their farm animals safe.
Mm-hmm. What kind of prompted this passion in putting this farm together, and maybe talk about your love of the animals and why it's important to take care of them?
Certainly. Animals have been such a huge factor in my life being raised. I was raised to respect all creatures, all living forms, and was always sort of saving the wayward animals around places. And it sort of developed into a passion. And then I received a horse from my grandparents, and that sort of changed a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me a lot of responsibility and respect. But I had been riding horses since I was 2 years old, and we always had a plethora of animals coming in and out of the house that we were taking care of as a family. And it was actually when I retired that horse and was looking for another horse. And I said, well, I want to adopt one that doesn't have a home. And I started researching rescues, and it was hard to find a rescue.
Mm.
And I ended up getting a horse from a rescue in Southern California. And she just was not in the greatest of shape. And I thought, this horse has already been rescued. I don't understand why it's in this condition, emaciated, and its halter was embedded in its face, like you see with dogs and their collars. And I contacted the rescue, and it became pretty evident that they had the land and really big hearts, but they didn't have the knowledge to back that up. And that's when I said, you know, I've got the knowledge, and I've got the farm, and I didn't have the money. But that's why we have the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the community has literally kept us afloat successfully, growing for all these years. But it just sort of blossomed from that. I saw a need, and I stepped up to the plate.
Love it. And you take in animals maybe from other places that are neglected animals, but you also go out to natural disasters like the fires that we've been having recently and rescue animals left behind there. What are some things maybe, or what's a way people can get in touch with you if they need services from Flatbroke Farm?
Definitely. So we have a 24-hour hotline, which is 707-849-6140. And that is for any type of emergency or care or anything that might arise. We also have a website, flatbrokefarm.org. And we are very active on our Facebook page and on Instagram. And we get a lot of great connections through that. And, you know, we are there to help you help your animals.
Go support Flatbroke Farm Wednesday, October 30th at the Redwood Cafe, 8 p.m., $15 tickets. Erica, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.